Hello, it's Dr. Gurr, and today's podcast is on something, a problem I see in my office all the time, and that is panic disorder or anxiety attacks, whatever you want to call them. And basically, panic attack treatment essentially is educating the client or patient about what panic disorders are and then working through the problem. So today's podcast really is about educating you on what a panic attack really is. And I'm going to give you the Dr. Gurr perspective, and other people may have different point of views, but this is how I deal with it. I perceive panic attacks as an outgrowth of one's genetic predisposition to be prone to them, and then some situation or stress or some conflict in life that makes them become pronounced. And a panic attack really is probably what I would perceive as a kind of sensitivity to an imbalance of carbon dioxide and oxygen in your brain. And this little switch goes off and when that imbalance is there. And the imbalance is primarily due to probably hyperventilation or improper breathing during stress. And when that switch goes off, the brain perceives the person as being under attack or in a life-threatening situation. And the brain then initiates the sympathetic nervous system, which is the normal system that's designed to protect you in an emergency. And so what happens in an emergency is the brain mobilizes your muscles and gets your heart pumping and your lungs pumping and dilates your pupils. And whatever is in your stomach really is kind of held over because the body says, you know, I don't need to digest that in a crisis. I'll deal with it later. So if you're not in a crisis, what happens is you feel weak rather than strong. You start to see dots or your vision gets a little blurry. Your heart's racing. Your stomach and whatever in your gastrointestinal system feels disgusting and you're nauseous. And you want to, you know, you think you're going to pass out. And the two things that most people tell me is either they think they're going to die or they think they're going crazy. Of course, neither one of them really happens. And this system runs for about 20, 30 minutes, but if you panic about the system, then it runs for a long period of time because you're just pumping more and more adrenaline. And the adrenaline just keeps the system going, and then eventually when you stop, you're drained and tired. Well, that's the whole physiological process. And if you learn to short-circuit that process or reduce that process from happening, you feel much better. And the biggest thing that one has to really do is not be afraid. And just accept it as a normal, natural process, just at the wrong time in the wrong place. And that's what therapy and medication really help you do. Anyway, so this is Dr. Gurr, and that's another podcast on psychological issues. And you can see more about me at www.drsgurr.com. Bye-bye.